and welcome to the Bruce Salen Show, A Dad's Point of View. I'm Bruce Salen, and today the topic is going to be partially inspired by this week's A Dad's Point of View column, which is called The Real Problem Is, Part 2. You can find my columns all over worldwide, or just go to brucesalen.com, hit the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page, and scroll on down to weekly columns, and there is my regular column. There are also three other column series that I do write, not as regularly as A Dad's Point of View. I write one called Social Media, Social Good, another called The Evolution of Technology, and finally a series called Men versus Women. And I hope to turn that into my fourth book. I have a third book in the works, and that will be called The Politically Incorrect Guide to Men and Women. So hopefully that will work out. Who knows? By the way, you can, of course, find my columns in the Santa Barbara News Press, which is my home paper and the parent to a degree of the radio station that I am proud to broadcast from. I believe it's going on 4 years. It's been quite a while. It's a fun show. I enjoy the interaction I have in the station and with the community at large and the larger social media community, speaking of which, you can follow me on Twitter, at Bruce Salen. I have about 53,000 followers. I want to get to 100,000, and that's a sort of a high mark number. I get 30 to 50 new followers a day, so at that rate, it'll take me about 4 or 5 years to get to 100,000, but I'm assuming the rate of followers will increase as my numbers increase. I also hope you will like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and join the Google Plus community, which is called Dad Chat. Dad Chat, of course, is the chat I host every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. And tonight we are having an early celebration of Father's Day at Dad Chat. That's, again, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We are giving away a couple grab bags of books. We are asking you to share your favorite dad moment, either about your dad or as a dad. So as I often say about Dad Chat is for anyone who is a parent or was a child. That sort of covers all bases. Today's guests on today's show are Pastor Drew Sams for Spiritual Talk. Sadly but happily, Dr. Jennifer Weberman is still on maternity leave after having her baby Serena Sky, and she will be replaced by two other PhDs. Well, actually, I'm not sure Dr. Tanya is a PhD. She's a chiropractor, but she is a doctor. And then Dr. Liz Mathias is a therapist with a PhD, and she will be actually filling the exact slot of Dr. Weberman. Dr. Tanya will be joining us and filling in Sherilyn Harley, LeBond's slot, because she is unavailable as she is gallivanting around the world, hopefully making a positive difference, as I know she does with so much of her brilliance and her good works. The new Because I Said So comic strip is called Dad Has to Downsize. Haven't we all had to deal with that at one point or another? Dad, of course, is not me, but is inspired by some of the things that happened in my life. And my wife is a, what's the word? She is a organizer. Let's put it that way. Not a community organizer, but an organizer of things and likes order in the house. So we are probably going to be moving relatively soon. And at one point we will move in a year from now to Park City, Utah. But in the interim, we will probably be moving from our current home in Calabasas, California, where I am broadcasting from today. Even though I love to broadcast out of Santa Barbara, I've gotten lazy with the modern technology we have today. I can do this show via Skype sitting in my home office. Richard Dugan, my producer, can produce the show, put it out live. The whole darn thing is just amazing to me. And it sounds pretty good. Then it gets on iTunes about 10 minutes after we're done at 12. It's pretty incredible. This week's I'm Not That Dad vlog is canoes in Madagascar. And I do want to do a Dad's Point of View life lesson, but last week I started a new feature, our favorite companies. Now, that's said jokingly. And I ranted about Verizon. And I wrote a piece about it, about Verizon does not provide customer service. And Verizon has yet to even respond, even in a politically correct way, to all the social media attention my column and the tweets that have followed it have generated. They must just think they are impervious to the public's concern about their incredible lack of customer service. The other company that is amazing when it comes to taking advantage of customers is Oceana Cruises. And I would like to explain that to my colleague, Dr. Arthur Wiesenberger. Oh, that's so funny. I think of him as a doctor of travel and a doctor of good life. Arthur is incredible. Anyway, Dr. Tanya is on the line, so let's wrap up this segment so I can have some more time with her. So stay tuned after these messages for first-time guest Dr. Tanya.